Dear shooter, living or working in a remote area can be a dream. I know it was mine. But outside of the Wi-Fi area, this can make things difficult in an emergency situation. Today we get to chat with Tacticam about their Defend camera. Listen closely and then check out their website. This item is truly a must-have.
It's not about protecting the stupid. It's just, it is what it is.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm a self-identifying llama. And it's because I have a quick temper and I like to spit.
You are not safe and you are not sacred and you're both liars.
We're talking about firearms, y'all. Keep it clean.
I can hide one under there.
One what? I want to know.
I look like I got ran over by a paint truck on the way to Sherwin-Williams and then backed over by the short bus.
You know, let's talk about the modern trends in transsexual transitions.
Welcome to the Dear Shooter podcast. Dear Shooter is brought to you by WyoTac, empowerment through self-reliance, and by Lucid Optics, on target, under budget.
All right, so from Ballistic Summit 2024, we have got the lovely ladies from Tacticam, and my lovely wife is sitting down next to me. So right now, I am experiencing extreme estrogen poisoning.
Bite me.
You just tell me where, baby.
So, okay, so Tacticam. I apologize, I'm a little behind the curve here. So you guys brought a brand new product to Summit this year. Tell us about it.
Okay. So in 2020.
Okay. Introduce yourself.
My name is Megan Bales.
Okay.
I'm with Tacticam.
And what do you do with Tacticam?
I am a sales rep for Tacticam.
All right. And we have Aaron.
Yes. My name is Aaron Rice, and I work with 829 Studios, and I am the advertising agency supporting the Tacticam Defend product.
Okay. Now that establishes that.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
So in 2020, we launched our first cellular game camera. And we started doing some studies. And we learned that over 60% of our customers are using at least one reveal for security. Mm-hmm. So obviously, we noticed there was a big market for that, which hence has led us to dive into the security market and the creation of the Defend.
Okay. So talk to me about the Defend.
Okay. Do you want to know what makes it different than the Reveal?
Let's start there. But okay. Okay, give me 50,000 foot and let's work down.
Okay. So Defend was made strictly for security purposes. What's really cool about it and sets it apart, in my opinion, is that it runs on cellular.
Okay.
So, therefore, it can be put in very remote places where most security cameras, because they run on Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. cannot work. So, you can put it at your farm, you can put it at a gate at your property, you can put it at a marina watching your boat, you can put it over your chicken coop, you can watch your herd of cattle. The options for it are truly endless.
Don't we have a chicken cam?
Yeah, but I don't use it. It depends on Wi-Fi.
Oh, and that's
so
exactly
that's
what Defend is for.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Now you have a chicken cam that you can use.
I have a dog cam.
You do have a dog cam.
The other really cool thing about it is it doesn't require electricity. So they are battery operated. You can use AA's. You can use the lithium ion battery that is rechargeable. There's also a solar panel. So you can stick it literally anywhere. You want to take it with you when you're boondocking. You want to take it with you when you're traveling with your horses, when you're camping. You can kind of do anything. You want to spy on your kids when they're out playing in the woods. You can go for it.
Okay. So, all right. You were telling me a little bit earlier about the solar panel capability. Talk to me a little bit about duration. What's it take to get it charged? How long is that charge going to last? What do you need to keep that going so that you're not chewing through your batteries?
Yep. So, again, it varies. I know everybody hates when you say stuff like that, but it's just true, right? So when you're asking the camera to provide you with photos, you can ask it for certain durations, so certain frequencies of photos. You can also ask it for video. So the frequency that you do that more often, you're going to run through power, right? Whether it's battery or solar. So roughly in my experience, because I'm also a Defend user myself, it takes about anywhere from 4 to 6 hours of good sunlight, and I have yet to run out of power.
Okay. And what about how many times have you changed out batteries?
So because I have the solar panel connected to all of the cameras that I have, I've yet to change anything, and I've yet to run out of power.
That's what we want to hear.
Yep. Yep.
And I will tell you firsthand, with the Reveal side of cameras, I'm running the solar panel as well. And I have multiple cameras I put out over 2 years ago, and it's still 100% battery life.
Okay. So
now ask her how many cameras she has, because she has a problem.
Yeah, I thought mine was bad. I am no match for Miss Megan here.
I didn't know we were going to go into the OnlyFans account. Okay, so I have to ask, how many?
I'm running around 70 right now.
How much area are you trying to cover?
A lot.
What's a lot?
As much as 70 cameras can cover.
I mean, because you told me these things have like a 100-yard range.
Well, they're in multiple states.
Yep.
Okay, all right. That's different. And why the hell are you running these in multiple states? Are you doing like a drug sting? Are you trying to human trafficking? What's going on here?
Well, you know, you got to catch different kind of wildlife on it. So Florida has an Osceola turkey.
Okay,
you
now wait. I said we weren't going OnlyFans.
Listen, that is a different kind of monetization from OnlyFans, and we just won't talk about that. If you happen to catch your wife feeding the chickens or going to put them back in her underwear, that is 100% your business.
Wow. You got me all excited now.
But I don't wear the underwear.
Even better.
Buy the product.
Hey, sex sells. I don't care if it is 2024.
Jason, you can put your cash back. It's okay.
I'll wake up pesos. So, all right. So you're running over 70 cameras all over the U.S., right? Do all of these cameras link to a single app?
Yes, sir, they do.
Okay, and you can from this app pick and choose which ones you want to look at and what they're picking up and all of this?
Yes, you can, and that's another cool feature I really like about the Defend. It has its own app, and as I said earlier, a lot of people are running at least one Reveal for security purposes, so they can take that Reveal they're running for security and add it to the Defend app. So then you have one app for security and then one app for hunting.
Okay. And this so you're using two different apps for based on application of what you're wanting to look
at. On what camera you're running. Okay. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. So how many cameras will one of the apps support? Do we not know yet? Have we reached that?
I don't believe there's a limit, as many as you want.
I don't think anybody has hit a limit.
Okay. All right, so talk to me about price.
Okay. That's another big thing that Defend and Tacticam has really done a great job. They constantly are trying to improve their products and improve their cameras. And they listen to the consumers and to the customers, and they hear feedback and what they want and what they're looking for. And then they create a great product that also has a great price that's very affordable. Okay. The Defend by Tacticam is $149.99.
Okay. And that's for a single unit.
Correct.
Does that include the app?
So it does not. Okay. There are auxiliaries, right? Of course.
Okay.
So, does not include your app for photo and video. However, you can include your photo and video for well under $20 a month.
Okay.
And again, because of the convenience and the ease of this, pennies right. compared to its value.
Right, right.
And you don't have to have somebody come out and install the camera. There's none of that. I mean, it's very, very simple. Do it yourself.
You have never seen me DIY.
Listen.
Me neither. And if I can do it, that's how I know you can.
I set a camera up walking to the car to go install it yesterday. So if we can do it that way, I have full faith in you. Ghillie suit or not.
Wow. She has a lot of misplaced faith.
No, I believe in the product. It is really simple to set up. My sister set one up, and she is like anti-tech. So if she can do it, anybody can do it. The camera being, you know, roughly $150, mm-hmm. super easy. You can order it on tacticam.com. They're also a preferred partner with Bass Pro Shops. Product is in for North America and Canada through Bass Pro. They've got some other, you know, large-scale retailers that you can find. So if it's something where you're like, hey, I don't know if this is for me, check out your local Bass Pro. Go in, see what the product looks like. The sales reps will talk you through it. If you have questions, you can always contact the Tacticam team directly. They're great, too. Customer service is also U.S.-based, which is super important.
Yay.
That's where I was going to go. That is my favorite part about the company. It's all in-house, U.S.-based customer service. You have an issue, you pick up the phone, you talk to a live individual, and they take great care of you.
24/7? I like it.
You can call me 24/7, and I will help.
Wow. I'm going to end up with a phone number. Is this Jake from State Farm?
We charge for prank calls, just so you know. It's $1 a minute.
I thought inflation hit, but apparently not. It used to be
$3.99. Again, that's a different genre. We just won't go there.
All right, so talk to me a little bit. Megan, how long have you been with the company?
I have officially been working with the company less than a year, okay. But I have been very good friends with the people who started the company since they were packaging product in their garage. And so I've just helped them over the years, done a lot of trade shows, anything they need, and I've just watched the company grow, and I've seen the product and the way they treat their people and their customers, and it's awesome.
So talk to us a little bit about the history of the company. Like, where did they start? How did they get to here?
Okay. So they first started in the camera industry in 2013. It's when they created their first point-of-view Tacticam, okay, which was a camera that you could mount on your shotgun, your bow, things of that nature. So we've been in the camera industry for a very long time. And then in 2020... okay, that's when we created our first cellular camera, because the owners of the company were running several different cellular cameras, and there was a lot of things that they were unhappy about. So they decided to make their own.
So let me ask you this. Why the choice to go cellular instead of either Wi-Fi or Bluetooth?
Because cellular will work in very remote places.
Okay.
And let's say for some odd reason, you have a hurricane or something hits and all the cell towers go down.
That doesn't happen in this country.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
I was out of power for 4 days last week.
Well, if that happens, the camera will still operate. And we'll go
Would you like another whiskey?
And it'll just kick to satellite.
Okay.
And it won't transmit it right away, but let's say something does happen and you do have a break-in.
So at least you have a footprint.
Correct. And it has 60-day cloud storage as well. So even if you have deleted it off the app, you can pull it straight from the cloud.
Is there any limit to the cloud storage, space-wise?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, you know, something happens and I'm out of power for, you know, 20 days and this thing's still uploading all this stuff. I'm not going to miss something.
No, you won't. And you won't run out of anything. So it supports all customers and regardless of how much they need. We've had cameras even at the summit here that have been on what's called instant setting. So anytime anything moves by it, it sends an image. Anytime you want anything, you see an image, you request a video, it sends it to you right to the app. We've been getting image reports from wind, from grass, from birds, from, you know, various animals, because we set the sensitivity to be that high to show exactly what it can do.
Okay.
There's no limit to that. And that's the great thing about the cellular plans with Tacticam for all their products. So there are some products that require cellular, that offer cellular, but they require you to take that contract on.
Right.
Users don't have to do that. Tacticam handles the entire thing.
Wow.
Yep.
So your contract then becomes through Tacticam.
Correct. You pay for the cellular plan to support the cameras that you have for the use cases that you need, whether it's just standard photo or you want the add-on plus for video, and you request when you want it, you set your settings up to receive photos when you want it, and you go on with your day.
Okay, and so your monthly plan, because it's through Tacticam, is that something that's like a month-to-month cancel anytime type of thing, or are you into a contract?
You can do a yearly plan, or you can do a month-to-month.
Okay, I think people would be really happy about that, because I can see people using this even as, you know, their trail cam type of thing, being able to have that live feed.
Well, the cool thing about this is it was specifically made to do two things. One, it was specifically made to be seen, right? It's a security camera. It's very hardy. It's very sturdy. It is not stealthy. It is not discreet. It was meant so you know it's there. The second thing is it's different than a trail cam in the sense that a trail cam is a ground level or, you know, essentially horizontal level image. This camera is meant to be mounted up high and has a various range of tilt up and down, side to side, so you can mount it 10, 12 feet. Most people that use trail cams, I'm sure you could throw a stone and get somebody that says, oh yeah, I've placed cameras and they've been stolen, they've been taken down, right, they've been damaged, etc. You don't have that issue if you've mounted it up 10 feet. I don't know anybody that's going to come onto your property with a 12-foot ladder.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question that I think I know the answer to, but maybe not. Once you have this thing mounted, is it possible to move it through the app, or do you have to actually get up and physically move it if you want to change aspect ratios?
Yeah, so point of view, you do have to get up to the camera.
Okay.
There's various settings on the mounts that allow you to do that.
Yep. So this is how I like to explain the main difference between what sets Defend and Reveal apart. Okay. So our Reveal trail camera has an image sensor that's made to be hip waist high. You put that camera on a tree, and it takes pictures of deer and turkey. You're optimizing that camera at its full potential. You're getting what I like to call a cast net approach, okay?
Okay.
As soon as you take that game camera and you put it at a higher elevation, you have now gone from a cast net approach to a spearfishing approach, okay? Because you put that camera at a higher elevation, your field of view has gone from a cast net to spearfishing.
Right.
Okay, you don't have near the angle of view. And that image sensor, if that camera is not pointed directly where that sensor needs to be, you're going to miss things.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So the Defend counters that.
Correct.
Okay, so you got you talked about the higher mounting. So it's looking over, it's looking down over a much wider field of view. Tell us about resolution.
It films in 4K.
All right.
And it has a 100-foot detection range. That's what they advertise, but it's actually a little more.
Okay.
In my personal experience, so.
So, Megan, and I was talking with Erin earlier, and she was telling me about some of the features that are kind of up and coming with the Defend. And one of them that really kind of struck me was, there's something coming that's, you're going to be able to filter out what this is actually showing you. So if you've got a gate or a fence line or something where, you know, you have a lot of animal movement, cows, pigs, chickens, whatever, you don't want the camera going off every time they walk past, right? But you definitely want to know if a person goes through. And Aaron's telling me that this is a capability that's coming.
Correct. So the camera has so many unique features in it that have not even been released yet through our app. And one of them is going to be AI technology. Now, not specific. And why not specific? Because AI is not that accurate. AI cannot tell you the difference between a coyote and a dog.
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm talking, you'll be a truck, like a vehicle, packages, people, okay, animals, things of that nature. Let's say a farmer wants to put it on the gate at the ranch, but his neighbor has a dog, and he doesn't want 300 pictures of the dog running by.
Right.
So he can tell it, hey, I only want it to take pictures of vehicles.
Right.
Or let's say you live out in the country on a long driveway, and you've got it at the end of the road, and you want to make sure your daughter gets off the school bus, but you don't want 500 pictures of cars driving by every day. So then you can set, hey, I just want it to take pictures of people.
Okay. That's
it
cool.
It also has a work timer on it, which I really like. So let's say you put it out at the barn and you're there during the day. So if you're there, it doesn't necessarily need to be running.
Right.
So you can tell it what time you want it to start taking pictures and what time you want it to stop. And it'll go into like a sleep mode and preserve the battery.
So you go, hey, you take this time off. This is your off time.
Yep.
You go to work from like 9 o'clock till 5 a.m. I got the rest of this.
Yeah, exactly. it's just an advanced snooze option.
Right. I like the way you put that.
Yeah, there you go.
I like the advanced snooze.
Advanced snooze, for sure.
So, all right, so you've got that. Are there any other advances that we can see coming? I know right now you can't give me a specific date for that, but what else is going to be really, really exciting about this, especially for an entry-level price of, you know, you're looking at $170 by the time you get the cellular?
Yep, that's right, and the camera. You know, if you grab a solar panel too that runs, I believe, $59.99, so you're looking at $60 there.
That's cheap for a solar panel.
Yep. So, and again, they're just as hardy as the camera.
The setup is just so easy on it. Like most security cameras, you have a technician come out and install it. There's none of that. Like you can install it yourself literally in 3 minutes. And let's say, like, you go on a camping trip and you want to bring it for the weekend, just grab the camera down, turn it off, get to your camping spot, put it up, push the power button on, and you're ready to rock.
Yeah, you're good. I can see the wheels turning here. Apparently, we're going to have a couple of these just for the camper. catch that damn bear that keeps walking through the campsite. So this is your guys' first summit.
It is.
And let's see, you're into this thing 2 days now. So give me your thoughts.
I've had an absolute blast. It's been a pleasure. I can't thank you guys enough for having us. We've had the opportunity to meet some great people. We've done some great networking. I've really, really enjoyed it.
It's been awesome for sure. I appreciate very much the Tacticam team for inviting me to tag along for my quote unquote PR assist. But really, really, I was just so interested to come out to the Whittington Center and support the Tacticam brand and learn more about some, you know, other adjacent companies. And I've learned a hell of a lot.
So I know you guys have an early flight tomorrow.
We do.
Now that you have met the crew, I know you. I'm guessing you actually have an afternoon flight, but they're looking for an excuse to run screaming.
No, I just know that if I miss my flight, I don't know that I'll go home. It's beautiful out here.
There's not enough lotion in the world for you.
That's fair. Coming from the humidity of a swampy Florida, yeah, I could sleep in a tub of it and it wouldn't be enough.
I mean, when you get to sit on the back porch at night and look at the Milky Way while elks are screaming,
right? Yeah.
And bugling and chuckling, yep, in the background.
Absolutely.
That's hard to leave.
Yep.
100%. It is.
I could think of worse things, you know?
Right? Yeah.
No, but it's been an absolute blast. Everybody's been really amazing. We got to shoot some really, really awesome firearms. We learned a ton about Lucid Optics. And
we got to shoot over 1,000 yards.
We
that was
did.
Really yeah. neat.
We
had...
That's
hit
a
the
Tuesday.
Buffalo. We hit the buffalo.
Now, I saw a video of you shooting .458 SOCOM, and not just once or twice, but just sitting there hammering that trigger.
I did.
Is there a bruise?
No.
I'm shocked.
No.
Because I think that was a Bishop firearm, and I've been saying for years that Marissa Bishop is a masochist.
She's a badass is what she is.
She is.
She is a badass.
But she enjoys inflicting pain on others.
What I will actually tell you is, a small framed woman who grew up shooting guns, my father is terrified if I shoot anything above a .308, which is what I use to hunt. Now granted, it's smaller, you know, smaller game in the South, but anything beyond that, he's always just a bit worried that it's gonna knock my very broken shoulder apart. And I can tell you for sure that I've been just hammering on it for 2 days, and it's been great. I would do it again tomorrow if I didn't have a flight to catch.
And that seems to be the sentiment of just about everybody we've talked to today. And, ooh,
Speaking of OnlyFans, here comes Wilson.
Come on, Jason. Join us.
Good Lord, his head is small. He hands me these earphones and they don't hit my temples.
Let's see. Maybe if you would adjust the earphones before you put them on your head.
You know me better than
that's
that.
That's a lot to ask.
Jeez. Right. All right. So where did he leave us off?
Shooting guns.
Which one of you is staying?
Staying? Staying. Are we going elk hunting?
We can.
Shit.
Oh, he didn't tell you about that.
Son of a biscuit.
Well.
She's got to go back home. She's got another hurricane coming her way.
I do.
Wait, you going to go babysit the storm? How are you going to do about it there?
I have to go have a party, man. Don't you know that's what we do in Florida if it's less than a Cat 5?
You lead with that. I heard you're going to have to go home to a hurricane. I'm like, okay, she's going to watch the wind blow.
I got to go take the furniture off the porch, and then I got to go to the liquor store, and then I got to go get all the snacks, and then I got to host. That's how it works.
Now, wait. A true Cat 5. Just wait. The doors will be blown off the liquor store. Nobody will be watching.
This will be likely a Cat 2 when it hits horse country in Ocala, and we'll be just fine. However, we have a ton of very old oak trees. It's basically a flat Lexington, Kentucky, so we do have to account for that.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah, you know, that's what the liquor's
for. You're not even like buying plywood for windows or anything.
Well, I wouldn't buy plywood. I bought a home that has hurricane shutters and a generator, and I got a 500-gallon propane tank buried in the backyard. I am prepared.
She is one of us.
So what I'm hearing is that Southern Florida is full of hillbillies.
North Central Florida. Yep. You got transplants below Lake Okeechobee, and then you got nothing but cows and us crazy folk up until Tallahassee, and then you got Destin and everybody else past Apalachicola. What is the difference between a hillbilly and a redneck, Mr. Jason Wilson?
Well, it's more appropriate to ask what the difference is between a hillbilly and a Taliban. I mean, the Taliban, they're scary, right? They will kill you, right?
I'm roped.
The hillbilly is terrifying because they will keep you.
Well, that's fair.
And I mean, I walked in on a conversation about lotion, so this is not exactly wrong.
I got to go get the hose.
I mean, it's leading
no,
right into
no, I've been
it.
Putting it on over and over and over again. I don't need the hose. Well, maybe I do the moisture. That would help.
It puts the lotion on the skin. Or it gets the hose again.
I so have the intro for this one.
There is not enough bourbon for these two.
But that's why, because they're not drinking bourbon. Get them glasses.
Yeah, 10th Mountain was fantastic. That was an excellent addition. The guys, Johnny and Brian, were great. Was.
On a whim last year, we were like, hey, I'm tired of mixing all the drinks, so let's get somebody that knows how to do this. And 10th Mountain already had joined us at a couple firearm shoots, some long-range matches, and they really support the 2A community and the veterans. So it was a natural fit for our crowd.
Yep.
And then they showed up with Johnny. And he gets more pleasure out of making a drink for somebody than drinking him himself. He doesn't weigh like a 105 soaking wet, so that's a good thing because he gets hammered fast.
Yes.
But he can mix a mean drink. And Brian, the guy that runs the company, he came out this year for the first time. And what a salt of the earth guy. He brought his service dog who
Arlo.
I kind of want to steal.
Hashtag yeah. Arlo's dad.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I told him Arlo was coming home with me.
He does look kind of weird with those square glasses he wears and that cowboy hat. But just not the tough guy image. But they do a great job with their bourbons. Well, all their spirits for that matter. The vodkas and the brandies and the cordials and all that, but we're a rye bourbon fan.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, he made the best old fashions.
The spicy old fashioned with the rye whiskey was I'm an old fashioned snob, and that was really out of this world.
Yeah. Everywhere I go, I make sure the bartender makes me their version of an old fashioned. And you'd be surprised how different they are from bar to bar. Johnny gets it right.
Yep. Yeah, 100%. He kept asking, you know, do you want to try this? And we all tried things. And Megan, did you try the apple cider? He gave us the moonshine apple cider.
I did not.
So that was delicious. Again, something you don't guzzle. Well, I don't.
It's because he brings it to you at 9 million degrees.
But the rye whiskey with the old fashioned, I mean, you could have put dirt in it. I would have drank it anyway.
I totally guzzled because the apple cider thing was great. And then I went to bed.
It's a sleeper drink is what it is.
That liqueur was that really good, though? Too.
I mean, you go to bed on that apple cider. That was hot.
So you liked the liqueur, Megan?
Yeah, I bet that'd be bomb over ice cream.
Now, you got it with maple syrup, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about that, about making, like, an ice cream float. That would be killer.
That would be good.
But then we wouldn't be able to shoot. You know, that sucks.
But and I got hosed because I showed up, like, right after everybody left. So I didn't get one of these famous old fashions this year, and I'm a little upset about it.
Well, they were...
Más cervezas, por favor.
Yeah. They were brilliant enough to give us a code and appreciation, so we'll have to share that with you. You just have to make them at home.
Well, and here's a downside for you all. We were all drinking all that weird shit, and there was no cameras on us here at the pod.
That was done
now,
on purpose.
To be fair, I made Sadie the offer, and she's like, I just don't know where to put them. So it didn't happen.
I have to say, though, she did that in everyone's best interest because she is freaking awesome. That girl thinks of absolutely everything. She is Tacticam's event guru and does about 57 other things. If you want a Swiss Army knife of an employee, that is Sadie. She absolutely has everything down. So to ask her to do one more thing, how dare you?
I thought she was up to the challenge, personally, but... That's just how she came off over the phone. So.
No, she's really amazing. She's absolutely killing
she's
it.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Did
she is the true definition of a woman because she is a fantastic multitasker. I know you men have a hard time doing that.
Wait, what?
Multitasking?
Listening to. She's great at that.
Wait, what were we talking about?
You know, that you didn't hear me the first time seems like a really awfully strange way to start a conversation.
I see your lips moving, and I still don't understand. He spent way too much time in Guadalajara.
Hey.
Must be tequila, all that whiskey. Man. Must be all that 10th Mountain whiskey.
Yeah, but he showed up with a fistful of pesos, so I can't fault him too much.
You are talking to the master.
Except for pesos are 19 to 1.
He's just going to make it rain in Spanish, that's all.
Here's 20 cents. Here's 20 cents. Here's 20 cents.
That was that cash he was taking out of his pocket to see Brandy walk down to the barn in her underwear.
He made you shake it? I thought you had paperwork on him.
I'm not shaking. I'm stirred.
Oof, that died out real bad. Won't do that again.
No.
I think Jason hit the mute button on
that.
Okay.
All right, so let's bring this back around. So this is your guys' first summit. You got to meet all us chuckleheads and see kind of what we do. What's going to be, you know, you brought something to the table that's going to be a really incredible product going forward, and you continue to innovate with this. What's something that you guys took away from this event?
I will definitely say the friendships and the relationships that I've built at this summit, those will last with me for a lifetime. And Mr. Wilson, he was very educational and taught me quite a bit when it comes to optics.
I got to geek out a little.
We did. We started at a 7-year-old's level, and we got all the way to the master class, and I have to say, I didn't glaze over, and that is something that is very hard to make sure I don't do, but I think everybody was engaged all day, and it was a blast at the same time.
I have to say, I don't think we hit the master class, but
for
I really
our abilities.
Appreciate you saying it out loud. Yeah.
For our abilities, anyway.
I know how far you got because I glazed over on the plane.
He could hear us from there. It was weird.
No, I think one of the best things that, you know, we kind of were chatting about, Megan, Sadie, and I, was that there's so many things that you don't consider in you know, engaging with firearms and things of that nature. And we got into all those conversations completely organically. And those are just things that don't happen out in the world unless you're with people that are like-minded. We were talking about, you know, the difference in ammunition and the quality and the weight. And when ammunition is packed, about when the AC kicks on, you got to wait a minute so the air equalizes and things like that. And who the hell talks about stuff like that other than us nerds?
Well, that would be us nerds, but you also don't get that at a normal show. This is an event where you're going to get to know somebody a little bit.
Yep.
And you let that professional armor guard come down a little bit. You're not wearing that power suit to any of these meetings.
No, I got flip-flops on and I'm
killing
it.
You had pajamas half the day.
Listen,
it was great.
Living my best life and learning along the way.
Absolutely. And you got more out of it in 48 hours than you would have in a week at a show.
100%.
Absolutely. The fellowship and how personal we got to be with everyone, that's one of my favorite parts about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You just don't get that at a large show. And I'll tell you, as somebody that has worked a lot of events in the advertising space and the public relations space, you just don't get the quality information. And we talked a lot about that, about, I don't want to say false advertising, but false advertising of products and what things mean and how they're used and the purpose and the, you know, implications of them. Like you're saying, you don't get that at a show. And I understand why, but it's almost a disservice
to
the products that you're
absolutely
representing.
There's a facade people put on.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't mean anything personal or pointed by it, but it's the marketing folks that propagate it.
100%.
They're trying to justify their existence and sell the product, even if maybe that product doesn't have its niche ironed out yet.
Well, and I think the big thing here, too, and working in marketing and working for agencies for many years, the one thing that I can tell you is if you don't have a connection and an understanding of what you're advertising, you know, what the company does, what the product is, what the service is, it's really difficult to not do that because you run with the information you're given. You don't know what you don't know, and you know what you're told. So having situations like this where you actually learn about stuff makes it 10 times easier to be able to go back into the market as a consumer and as an advertiser and say, hey, I know what does this, and you know what questions to ask, which is gold in and of itself.
So do you find, and I know both of you are come from marketing, right? Do you find that in the typical setting, you know, we're talking the SHOT Show, the bigger shows, the NRA, that your sales pitch becomes like death by PowerPoint?
Or Groundhog Day, even.
It's a lot of backhanded, under-the-table information to try to, it's a one-upper game. And I myself have never subscribed to that. I absolutely love, again, shout out to A29 Studios, the agency that I work for. They don't operate in that instance, but we get real results from it. And I have been to plenty of shows and things of that nature where you do get, it's just a lot of back and forth. Well, our product does this. Well, our product does this. Well, no, our product does this. Well, our product does this better.
That's why, in my opinion, it's so important to build relationships with people. Because when you build relationships with people,
you know,
you gain credibility and
yep
accountability, and you become a teacher, not a salesman.
Yep.
Okay? And you teach them about the product, and the product's so good, it's going to sell itself.
You're not going to lie to your friends. You're not going to lie to your friends. You're just not, because they're going to call you out on your crap.
Now, Megan, have you personally been to SHOT Show with Tacticam?
I'm pretty sure I have.
You'd know.
I've been to SHOT Show multiple times, honestly.
Because it is like drinking from a fire hose when you sit in a booth and you're just trying to get through the day. And how many times can you do the spiel in one day? You have no voice. It's 14 hours on the floor.
Oh, I know. SHOT Show and ATA.
Even
the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's a very long, big show.
Yep, that's it. So that's actually one that I've been to for some other previous clients at a previous agency that focused on outdoors. And when I tell you that I don't think I could have rubbed my eyeballs hard enough because I was so tired and didn't really feel like I learned anything. I mean, that's the death by PowerPoint situation. And I will say, you can't knock a well-run corporate situation, but you can over-corporatize an event. And that's not what this is.
I will say, spending a couple days with you guys, it's no mystery to me that you've done the show circuit and been in those trenches a little bit. I mean, hell, Megan, you have a split personality based on it. It's got to be a defense mechanism to some degree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to have fun. Life is too short. You got to love what you do. You got to have a heart not only for the product, you got to have a heart for the people.
We try to make things fun as you can. When you go to a big show like that, you do what you can to make it light and to make it relatable, right? So whether you're being silly or, you know, bringing up photos and videos on the cameras of your own experiences, your own homes or things like that, I mean, that's what makes it real, right?
That's exactly right. And to make it even more real, I'm going to ask that before we close this out, we would all like to meet Summer.
I don't know if we have the right, like, safe word to meet Summer.
I think I can convince Summer to come out.
I will say that Summer is a independent entity in and of herself, but she may join us for a few moments.
Wow, she read that right out of legal.
Look at that.
Yes, sir, I did. Listen, I know my lane.
And she stayed in it and reminded you of your lane.
And to be fair, Summer does not have to do Tacticam specific to keep it.
Summer is the best damn hunt guide you've ever met. Balled up in a bag of raccoons.
Wow. And I don't know how you beg her to come out of the shadows any more than that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got these new pair of Lucid Optic binoculars. Oh, man, you guys, they are something else.
There she is.
Well, hello, Summer. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I mean, I really wanted to learn more about the binoculars. We got so hung up on Lucid scopes today, and I just went down a rabbit hole of shooting 1,100 feet, but you spent quite a lot of time with those binoculars today. Did you see anything fun? I mean, there's tons of wildlife out here.
Yes, I did. I'll tell you what, the focus and the clarity on those binoculars is unbelievable. I could see every hair on Mr. Wilson's head from 500 yards away.
That's
And, you know, he doesn't have that much hair.
Yeah, as I say, because there is so little.
So you saw his Charlie Browns. I'm getting it.
I used to have hair. Now I just wear hats.
Hey, that is the style. It is in. You are hitting it. Summer, I have to ask you though, what you have a very specific style that you abide by when it comes to footwear. Can you tell us about that? Because I know you hear about it quite a lot.
My footwear, yeah, I got to keep my feet dry, you know, because I spend a lot of time in the swamp, and, you know, you can't get cold feet because then they get nasty and stinky.
Those are the shortest mud boots I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, do you just, like, levitate over the water? Or if you want to keep your feet dry.
Well, you know, if I'm tromping through some real deep water, then I put on my other boots, my taller boots. These are just for everyday wear.
Oh, so you got your brother Dave and your brother Dave and your other brother Dave. Nice. Heard. What brand are they?
I think they're called Extra Toughs because they extra tough.
Have you tested the toughness of your Extra Toughs?
I sure have. I've had these puppies for 3 years now, and they're still kicking.
Who are you kicking with them?
If you don't quit picking on her, she's going to break it off in your ass.
Don't worry. I run fast.
So on that note, we should probably close this out because the bourbon is flowing quite freely at this point. And Wilson, give me a couple of last words on Summit.
So this was a weird one for me. We had about a half-size event. But we didn't have the quantity of people, but the people we did have, they came and they contributed, which is a hell of a lot more than I usually get out of the folks that come. I was a little anxious going into this summit because of the cancellations I had due to hurricanes and wives going missing and all kinds of things that was outside their control. But at the end of this event, we had an excellent time. I think there was a lot of things communicated, new brands found, new riders. There was more business-to-business relationships generated. This was one of those that actually turned out way better than it should have. So I'm happy with it.
Good. Because, I mean, I was racing here. I was supposed to give a presentation this afternoon, but all your gun writers and all your media had left already. So I'm assuming you told them that I was coming, and they all ran away screaming.
No, to be fair, we knew you all came from Mexico, and you had the shit.
I did tell somebody he had to poop. That's why he wasn't here.
Fine. He got every memo except to not drink the water.
No, I didn't drink the water. I drank the tequila.
There you go.
Maybe I just had a little too much. And on that note, you know what? Instead of blaming the gun this time, I'm blaming the tequila.